So welcome everybody to part three of this fantastic interview with Una Kyo, who is here to join us to talk about self-care. If you haven't listened to part one and part two yet, I'd really recommend you go back and listen to it because there's some fantastic information there. And really, I'm genuinely delighted to have Una, but even more so as we've gone through the interview, because the information she's given has just been, and advice I should say more importantly, has been absolutely fantastic. So thanks again, Una, for joining us for part three.
Thank you, Caroline.
Okay, so this part is a little bit shorter, and it's just two questions that I got sent in from members. So when I knew that I was going to be interviewing you, I sent out an email to see if anybody had any questions, and I got two questions back, which I think are both really, really great. So the first question came in from a lady, and I'm going to just, so the question is about assertiveness in relation to their self-care, and then I'll just read the question out to you that they wrote. So my question on assertiveness would be, is it important to figure out what prevents us from being more assertive, e.g. fear, guilt, dislike of confrontation, etc., or is it better to focus on practicing being more assertive or to look at both?
Okay, so I suppose if we understand what being assertive actually is, then it's easier to practice it and put it into place. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, looking up the meaning of assertiveness, it actually says it's behaving in a confident manner, mm-hmm. and it's being able to say in a direct way what you want or what you believe in. Mm-hmm. So I think a huge part of us not being honest about how we truly feel is down to this fear factor, I'm calling it.
Okay.
So we're, as humans, we're actually wired for relationships and for connections with others.
Mm-hmm.
So if we jeopardize that in any way, you know, the feeling of being excluded or rejected is there, that core fear.
Yeah.
You know, there's a possibility of causing upset or conflict if we assert ourselves. And this is a huge obstacle. And people confuse being assertive with being aggressive, which is not the case at all. My belief actually about assertiveness is it's sharing what's going on for you, your thoughts and your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's about being truthful. It's not about pretending, yeah, I'm okay, when I'm actually not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And do you think in relation to the assertiveness, when people can't assert themselves because maybe the other person they're dealing with is doesn't want to hear it or doesn't respond very well to them, and that stops them then from, like you were saying, being honest or being truthful, how do you detach from somebody's reaction?
Yeah, very interesting question. So basically it's, how do you say how you feel and how do you cope with the other person's reaction?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, you can't really dictate how somebody will react, Caroline.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's about being true to yourself. It goes back to the whole thing that we're doing here about self-care. And self-care is, you know, are you going to be honest with yourself? That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Again, that word assertive, it kind of seems to have a kind of a taste around it of, oh, you know, somebody's being aggressive there. You know, they're not actually. We're being true to ourselves. We're saying, listen, this is how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to answer the question, how do you cope with the other person's reaction? Well, I think once you start to put out there how you're feeling about something and actually saying it, it, strangely enough, it kind of gives you a confidence. It kind of, something will lift and, you know, you're being truthful, so you've done nothing wrong. So really, the reaction that somebody has, if it's a bad reaction,
yeah,
it's kind of their stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think it is the reason why people won't assert themselves, but I think what you said there is so true. Like, that doesn't mean that you can't assert yourself. You know, they're asserting themselves in their reaction, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I think that's a really good question, and I think the member that wrote in with this will find that very helpful as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second question I have is from another lady, and this question is about guilt. So I'll just read this question out to you as well. So I really try to focus on my self-care, but I get overcome with guilt and worry about other people's happiness. I feel if I don't look after them properly, they won't be happy. I recognize this is a major issue, and how can I put myself first and have less guilt?
Okay, I'm glad you actually mentioned guilt, the guilt factor here.
Yeah.
One of the biggest if not the biggest barrier to practicing self-care is guilt.
Okay.
So women in particular, strangely
Yeah.
enough,
Yeah.
I wonder why, women in particular, we feel incredibly guilty if we start tending to our own needs, you know, if we
Yeah.
think that other people out there need to come first.
Yeah.
So again, the definition of guilt here is it's the fact or the state of having done something wrong or committed a crime.
Yeah.
There is no crime involved when we want to practice self-care for ourselves. So really, you know, if we grab guilt, you know, just hold it and grab it and say it doesn't belong where self-care comes in. There's no place for having guilt.
Yeah.
You know, there is a saying out there, and it's the saying is something like, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah,
so
true.
When we're drained, we're not much use anyway to anyone. So it is helpful to take a moment or a day or as long as we need to actually recharge and get back on our feet. And, you know, I think at some point we just have to accept that we have limitations and nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, an interesting one there, actually, Caroline, and it kind of refers back to something we spoke about in the middle part of our discussion. And again, it's about helping other people.
Yeah.
So again, there's a huge guilt factor around that. So, yeah, so it's kind of linking in with this, you know, it goes back to we're trying to save somebody or help somebody. So we end up sacrificing our self-care. Whether we like it or not, there are occasions, there are times when we have to actually let people learn from their own lessons in life. And again, that actually is a bit painful. You know, we don't always have to be there to fix everything for other people. And again, it's giving ourselves permission. Another possibility there with the guilt factor in helping and not putting self-care in place is that, you know, we might actually be blocking or denying somebody else an opportunity to, you know, face their own challenges, find a way around them themselves, and they could possibly learn a valuable lesson there. So, you know, we have to be mindful of not enabling other people all the time, not rescuing them all the time. And, you know, that's an important, I suppose, lesson for all of us. Again, you know, I'm not sure it happens all the time, but resentment can actually come into play as well if we're doing something all the time for other people and we're not looking after ourselves. And that's kind of, I think that's our job there, isn't it, to give ourselves permission to step back and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, just even from my own experience, that I love to help people, love it, and love the feeling that comes from helping somebody and knowing that you've maybe made a difference to them, you know, and supporting somebody when they mightn't have it. But I've definitely learned over the last number of years, probably in a hard way as well, that like everything you've talked about, it was absolutely having a huge negative effect on my own self-care. And getting so caught up in other people's lives and their journey and what was happening and putting no focus on my own. And it does really leave you, you know, shattered in a way. And like you said there, you're trying to nearly protect somebody from having to live their journey in a way. If they've made bad decisions, they have to be accountable for them. And then you're trying to come in to soften the blow, let's say, for people. But again, the only person that gets affected in that will be yourself. So for the listeners as well, from a personal perspective, I would say it's kind of about detachment, which is very hard, you know, detaching yourself from the feeling of, well, what is the result for them or for the journey? Like we all are, like you said, mentioned earlier on, we're here, we're all interconnected. Our life is about relationships. So it's about helping people with boundaries. It's about helping people where there's going to be times and traumatic events and emergencies that you have to just completely step out of yourself and be there. But they're temporary moments that happen not very often, let's say. If you're finding that you're doing that or responding in panic or an emergency to somebody every day, that there's a big issue at play then. And that's going to have a massive effect on your life and your self-care. That's just for my own personal self, I would say that. So I think the answers you've given to both questions, and it's funny actually, as you were talking, and these questions came from two different people, I was like, God, the assertiveness and the guilt are nearly going hand in hand. The guilt about standing up for yourself, or
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know.
Actually, just something there that struck me when you were talking, Caroline, about, you know, putting yourself out there for other people. You know, there has to be a balance there, definitely. You know, and I think really it's very important for people to remember that, you know, if you're grounded in yourself, if you have a strong base inside, that solid base that you need, well, you're a lot more used to the other person then, because whatever issues they have, you know, if it's problems, if they're giving their opinion, if they have agendas or whatever, you're not actually knocked over by them. You're stronger. You're better able to cope. So by minding yourself and taking a step back from other people's issues, sometimes you're giving more back in the long run because you've got a stronger base built up yourself.
Yeah, and I definitely would agree with that, and I'm sure the listeners would agree with that as well. And what I find just on that point as well, it for people who do struggle maybe with their self-care in relation to, say, somebody else or guilt, often I hear people say, well, I'm the only person that in this person's life that they do this to. You know, they don't do it to my sibling or to their, you know, to their husband or wife. They just do it to me. So it is about looking at your own personal boundaries. So the reason why they mightn't do this or expect so much from somebody else is because they won't get it from somebody
Well
else.
done, exactly.
You
You've
know.
just answered your own questions there, definitely. That's
Yeah.
so true.
So people should look at that and the expectation that's on their head that they may have. And again, might sound harsh, allowed to have on their head, you know, because we are all making our own choices around things. And again, when you do struggle with guilt, and I've had this a lot, it's really difficult. It's so stressful when you feel like that. It can actually make you feel very anxious, very panicky. But I think when you actually look after yourself, and I can talk about this because I've done it myself after years of all this guilt and panic and everything. When you do look after yourself, you feel so much better. The relationship becomes better, and you feel like you're in control of your own life. Again,
Absolutely,
you
Caroline.
know.
And as well, a bit like the anxiety we talked about, the guilt actually lessens. You know, it can be extremely powerful initially, and we might feel, okay, I'm totally overwhelmed here. This guilt has me running out there helping all the time. But if we start to pull back, it's a slow journey, it's a slow process, but the guilt actually lessens over time, and you become healthier. And your relationship with the other person becomes healthier. So that's the payoff down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's brilliant. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, Una. You're absolutely fantastic. And
Thank you, Caroline.
again, just to say, I'll be putting Una's website, her email address, and her phone number. Una's based in Dundrum in Dublin in Ireland. You do Skype sessions as well, though, Una, do you? Do you
Do,
work
yes.
for via Skype as well for anybody who is looking to have counselling sessions? And as we mentioned earlier, you deal in stress and anxiety and low self-esteem through CBT as well, which is brilliant. So I from listening to you today, I would highly recommend you to people, and I really do hope if anyone is struggling with anything, because you've got a very nice manner and a very calming voice, it's very nice to talk. I'm writing down loads of things here that you've said.
Thank you very
You
much.
know, so it's been brilliant. So thank you so much for joining me, and to the listeners, I really hope you enjoyed these three parts to the interview. And again, you can read about Una's details below. So thanks, Una, and I hope you have a really good day.
Great. Take care, Caroline.
Thanks, thank you.